Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Markscore is with you on a Monday morning. And St. Louis County voters will decide the fate of the Prop U use tax. It will be on the August 4th ballot. And if you've been so caught up in Amendment 4 and Amendment 5 that you're thinking, wait, what's Prop U? And yes, this is for St. Louis County. You'll want to listen up because we have Kate Thompson on the line on the Quiver River Electric guest line. She is the Advocacy Committee Chair for the St. Louis Realtors, and I think she's going to suss out Prop U for us so we know exactly what's going on. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I know it's not the sexiest thing on the ballot, but for people who are wondering, what is a use tax, the Prop U use tax, kind of set the table on what it is.
So this particular tax is really not a new tax. It is basically a tax that is about fairness to our local businesses, specifically our mom and pop little boutique stores, everywhere we have them all over the metropolitan St. Louis County area. So if you were today to buy something at that boutique store, you're charged a tax. If you were to find that same product online, you are not charged necessarily the St. Louis County tax there. So automatically, our mom and pops are at a bit of a disadvantage. And they're our neighbors. They employ our neighbors. And they also, you know, commit dollars and presence to our metropolitan area. So what this does is it applies the same amount of tax on your online purchase so that St. Louis County can recoup those dollars and use those for services like roads, your park system, and it helps prevent future taxes, or I should say increases on property taxes for these very same things.
What is, I mean, you are with the St. Louis Realtors. What is their particular interest in this?
So we represent both residential and commercial real estate and realtors. And so it is very important to our commercial partners, but also for our communities. So, you know, we are the ambassadors of our communities and we sell St. Louis one yard at a time, and that's in various communities. And so to really keep those communities whole, our mom and pop shops are hugely important for that. And so for our commercial folks and for just the municipalities in general, it's really important to keep them at a level playing field with these online retailers.
So at least 45 municipalities in the county already have a use tax on the books. So just to clarify, this is just for the remaining counties that don't?
Correct. Your unincorporated St. Louis County areas. That is correct.
Some of the major areas where people are already paying this use tax online, what would those municipalities be? Just to throw them out for people who are out in those listening areas.
So unincorporated St. Louis County actually covers quite a bit of territory.
Okay.
And not all the municipalities actually have their own use tax. So unfortunately, I can't give you a comprehensive list of who that might be. Just know that it's not, if the use tax is already in place in other municipalities, it would not add to that at all. It's where they aren't today.
So what is the objection to it that you are hearing? Obviously, you are in favor of it. The group you represent is in favor of it. So what sort of pushback are you hearing?
Well, whenever you say to somebody a tax, and they equate that to a tax period, and they think that it's a new tax. And so it's really the same rate that you're paying today if you were to go into a brick and mortar store. It's just online.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't understand it. And the term use tax is not self-defining.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that, I think that adds a level of confusion.
So obviously when a tax does come about, I mean, people have an aversion to it. Generally speaking, nobody wants to pay a tax. I mean, nobody, if we could live life and live in a society and never pay any taxes ever, that'd be great. It just isn't realistic. But the second question is, where's the money going to go? Is your interest more in just making it fair for the local businesses and not so much concern about what the tax money does once it's acquired?
It's both. So, of course, we are greatly concerned about protecting the interests of the small business and also the communities that they serve. But where these monies will actually go to when it comes to road maintenance, we all need road maintenance. You know, the parks that you enjoy. I just heard on your news about how you can't go and get your pictures done because the deer ate all the sunflowers. So, you know, the money that it takes to maintain our park system, our road systems, all of these things, that comes from these types of taxes. And with actually enacting this type of tax, it can in the future help with maintaining property taxes, because this is an additional revenue flow that St. Louis County does not have today.
You know, we talked about the municipalities that already have this use tax, and you know, some examples, you know, Brentwood, Clayton, Crestwood, De Pere, Kirkwood, U City, Maplewood, some of these areas. And I believe it was actually Creve Coeur that voted yes to have a use tax in 2025. And one of the big questions that they asked people for this vote in Creve Coeur was, will it be a double tax? And they said, no, the purchaser pays either a sales tax or a use tax, but never both.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
So just to make that clear, yeah.
Yes, it is not both. And the use tax specifically goes towards online purchases. It's not if you're buying in the brick and mortar.
Right.
And so, Kate, you mentioned the property tax and people are concerned about their property taxes going up. Is it that there would be some relief on property taxes as a result of this tax being implemented, or just a guarantee that they wouldn't go up? That this is a way to prevent them from going up from what they are now.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I can make no guarantee in reference to taxes. I am a lowly little realtor, my friends. Okay. I am not a politician, and I don't pretend to be one. So here's what I can tell you is that today it is a revenue stream that St. Louis County is missing out on. And as a result of that, your property tax, the way it is structured today, is the what carries those services that we just talked about. This is another revenue stream to allow for St. Louis County to capture those dollars to put towards the services that we all need, that we need good roads, we need good park spaces, all of these things that the county dollars pay for today. These are going untapped without this use tax.
Kate, thank you so much for giving us your time today. Again, the vote is August 4th. This is Prop U. Kate Thompson, Advocacy Committee Chair for St. Louis Realtors. We appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
And that same August 4th ballot, that is, you know, Amendments 4, Amendment 5, all that vote. All those votes are happening at the same time.
Different primaries. And as Hancock and Kelly say, in a lot of areas, the primary is the real election.
Yeah.
Because if it's very red or very blue, you know who's going to win from the primary, basically. I will say this quickly. Having worked at a locally owned store for several years, I get it that if you sometimes go to a boutique or a family-owned store, yeah, you might pay more than you would pay on Amazon or something like that. And so, but one thing that you can offer is personal knowledge, personal investment in the items that you're selling. Saying, this is a really good, I use this. Like, I worked at a running store and I could say, I've run thousands of miles in this shoe, or like this water bottle, like really niche stuff, right? Say, oh, I've used this water bottle in this weather or that weather. And you get that experience. And sometimes I swear I had spent an hour with a customer sometimes because it was very boutique. It was very niche. And they'd say, this is awesome. And then they would write it down and say, but yeah, I don't have to pay tax if I like buy this online. You know, with right. the use tax, or I can get it cheaper somewhere else. And I know it just varies. And like I said, we understand people trying to save money. I mean, I get it. But it is tough if you're Amazon has already made small business so much tougher because people just, they just go and they can buy things for cheaper. And it's hard for a family-owned business to compete with that. But
Amazon and some of the larger stores, you know, the big box stores, the Walmart types. Yeah, it does make it more difficult. So,
and I get it, but... Yeah. Anyway, it's tough.
We do have reason to bring back one of our most popular segments.
What?
The Egg Beat.
Oh,
the Egg Beat returns. We got a new story for you. That's coming up next on KMOX.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.